about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this headline caught my eye. They say your taste in wine can actually reveal something about you. Now, they say people who are red wine drinkers are usually wealthier, more educated, and happier than average people. But people who like white wine are more practical. I can't drink wine, especially red, because I get migraines. I'm not a wine drinker at all, but this is interesting. They say researchers found it possible to generalize about drinkers based on the taste of wine that they choose. They say rosé drinkers are the kings and queens of social networking, and they seem to be more likely to be Facebook addicts. Is that true? If you're into rosé, okay, so if you had to ask me which wine, not that anybody cares, that I prefer, it would probably be a rosé, because I like something sweet. You know, I mean, if we're ever at a restaurant and somebody pours wine, I never ask for the red. If I get a choice of a blush or a pink, I'll take that. If I only get white wine, I'll ask for some Diet Sprite to pour into it so I can make it like a little white wine spritzer, but I need wine sweet. Yeah, I understand there's some sweet red out there, but I can't drink red wine because I got headaches. But I do like rosé. Am I addicted to Facebook? No. I post what I need to and I leave. So, no, not it. Now, am I addicted to work? Am I addicted to being on my computer a lot because I work? Yes, that I would say. I'm a workaholic. They say those that drink red wine are more likely to have a degree, be married, and drink more frequently than those who have a preference for white or rosé. That I'll agree with. Most of my drinkers, if they drink wine, it's red wine. They say white wine drinkers, according to this study, are more home lovers and enjoy the holiday. I don't get that. Who wouldn't enjoy the holidays? Well, I guess some. What they did is they looked at 2,000 adults, looked at everything from earnings to career prospects to personal attributes. They say more than half of red wine drinkers were university graduates and typically earn 50-plus thousand a year, while 81% are currently happy at work, 65% are still ambitious and want to scale up higher. So red wine drinkers, basically confident, holiday, happy, you know, liking, you know, to be with the family, I guess, happily married, make about 50-plus grand, drink 4 glasses a week. White wine drinkers are fine being single, not worried about being, you know, not being married, earn about 35 to 40,000 a year, practical, bright, shy, drink 3 glasses a week. Your rosé drinkers, happy in an unmarried relationship, enjoy social networking, loud, warm, and charming. Uh-oh. But I'm married. And we make the least amount of money. All right. You guys believe that? I don't know. I mean, you know, it's very interesting. Okay, I'm not a drinker, but I did try one wine that tasted good. And I never understood how people could go through a bottle of wine or a half a bottle of wine. Because, you know, my patients will say, oh, yeah, every time we open up a bottle, we go through it. And I'm thinking, well, maybe they go through it because they don't want to waste it. You know, you really don't want to recork a bottle of wine. It may not last. But there was one wine, and I never found the name of it, but it was so delicious. I could have drunk it like a Coca-Cola. I mean, it was good. So I guess some of you must have the taste. There must be a taste, just like coffee. I don't drink coffee. I don't like coffee. I can't stand the taste of coffee. But some of you could drink it. I mean, a study came out this week saying those of you that drink 4 cups of coffee a day are at lower risk of dying from throat cancer, pharyngeal cancer, oral cancer. 4 cups of coffee a day. I can't get a cup of coffee in me per decade. And you guys get, I mean, I could get coffee in me if it's loaded with sugar or sugar sweeteners and maybe some chocolate mocha vanilla. I mean, I gotta hide the flavor of the coffee so damn badly. But, 4 cups of coffee a day. Yeah, study came out saying 4 cups of coffee a day, you could decrease your risk of throat cancer, oral cancer. Now, I mean, good for you. I think that's great. I just don't know how you could get into your system or how you can get that down. But it could cut your risk of dying or obtaining the cancer by 50%. They think the natural antioxidants in the coffee are what's preventing your cells from being vulnerable or preventing them from growing. Now, obviously, you don't want to drink too much. Now, when they tested people who drank 5 to 6 cups of coffee, they still had the protective effect, but no more than 4 cups. So, you know, you may start to see more people, more researchers suggest 4 cups of coffee a day. Again, I don't know how you get that in you. Because we have seen studies showing coffee decrease Alzheimer's. Coffee drinking decrease heart failure. Now, do I tell people to stop drinking coffee? Oh, all the time when they have high blood pressure. I think the caffeine is an issue. But here's the thing with the study and the prevention of mouth cancer, it was caffeinated coffee. There's something to the caffeine. Now, for those of you with high blood pressure, for those of you with any heart issues, if you're pregnant, no, I can't tell you to drink that much coffee. If you're breastfeeding, this is an interesting study. It's just, four cups is a lot. I can't eat like water. I mean, you know, some people they go, oh yeah, I could drink, you know, 10 glasses of bottled water a day. Water's great, but I just don't have a taste. I don't have a taste for any, I mean, the only thing I have a taste for to put in my mouth 4 times a day would be chocolate. Stop the giggles. I mean, chocolate I could eat 4 times a day easy. I can't think of anything else that I would eat 4 times a day, except, you know what, potato latkes. It is Hanukkah. Potato latkes, those are yummy when made right. You know, some of my Christian listeners are asking me, what's the best recipe for potato latkes? Okay, I haven't been emailing you guys recipes for the potato latkes because I'm going to tell you what my favorite is. My favorite potato latke recipe is so easy. It's the Manischewitz or the Streitz box. You know how there's a Jewish section in some of these grocery stores? And there's little boxes from either Manischewitz or Streitz. And you add egg, you follow the directions, and it is delicious. No, I wouldn't tell you to go and start cutting up potatoes. Make it easy on you. And they taste good. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1480. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5726, $878.63 for a half ounce, or $439.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5726, $878.63, and $439.31.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires. then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day, plus Saturdays, 10 a.m., and that's Pacific time. If you ever can't listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show live, we have an iPhone app out now for free. Go to your Apple store, download the Dr. Dahlia app for free. We also have an Android app for free. You can also go online to my website at drdahlia.com, hit on demand, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. It usually plays the last 3 hours that were broadcast, and it could connect you to podcasts if you want to listen to older shows. So pretty easy to do. If ever I'm not live and you have a medical question, still call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can call in and we will answer your question at the next live show. I do have a colonoscopy coming up. I would love to, after I wake up from anesthesia, still do the show. All right, I'm just a workaholic like that. I hate taking off and missing the show. We'll see if that happens. But let me just preface, okay, by if I do say anything inappropriate on air, I will have been post-anesthesia. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What else is new? All right, this was a cocaine bust that made headlines. A 28-year-old Panamanian woman was stopped at Barcelona's El Prat Airport after police thought she was acting funny. From what we understand, traffickers made her smuggle 2 kilos of cocaine in her breasts. They forced the 28-year-old to undergo surgery, where these bags were inserted underneath her skin like a breast implant. Unfortunately, she was absorbing the cocaine. Apparently, agents thought that she was acting funny. She was this was following a flight on Colombia's Avianca airline. During the search, they found a blood-soaked bandage covering her chest, which she admitted resulted from the operation to introduce the packets into her body. She was rushed to the medical center, and they found about 1.8 kilos of cocaine worth at least $400,000. Police source told news website that her arrest most likely saved her life, as she may not have survived much longer with the quantities. She was in a very bad state when she arrived. So that's what I don't understand. I mean, people think you could just stick anything in your breasts or stick anything in an orifice and you're going to be fine. If these bags start to tear or melt or leak or something, you absorb these. They say this is the second time a woman's been caught smuggling cocaine the same way. In 2011, a model was arrested by Italian police trying to smuggle more than $400,000 of cocaine inside breast and buttock implants. I mean, these people will do anything. That's crazy. So, luckily for her, she was getting sick because she probably was acting funny. Police were able to find her, help her. Hopefully the traffickers won't get to her. But still, scary stuff. Now, this is kind of interesting. How many of you have played a board game with your parents or with your brothers and sisters and think they're poor losers? Well, this is interesting. In this particular study, they say fathers are going to be more likely to go out all to win and crucify their kids in a game, whereas mothers will very happily allow their sons and daughters to enjoy the thrill of victory. All right? That's true. I don't mind losing to the kids. I don't. You know, now, my kids are getting more and more smug about it, so maybe one day I do need to teach them a lesson just so I can put them in their place. But for the most part, I'd rather they be happy. I don't want my babies unhappy. So if they beat me in Monopoly, fine. Yet Dad won't do that. He needs to win. So this is an interesting study. All right? The study by Lego Games found 2/3 of youngsters regularly throw a tissy fit if they didn't win. Let's see. They also say, despite fathers being more competitive, the survey of 2,000 parents found 71% will let their children win whenever they play the games. Additionally, 1 in 4 parents say they feel guilty if they don't let their children win. Well, of course, if you're being asked by another grown-up, you know, I mean, I got to tell you, you know, when I grew up, I thought my parents knew everything. And then the day I realized they didn't, boy, was that when things changed. And then it went from they know everything to they know nothing. So I was a pretty snotty teenager. And then by the time I realized they did know a lot, Dad was already dead. Now, my kids, I think, have started earlier. My kids, I think, have started way earlier in realizing I don't know everything. And yes, I've made some mistakes. I was at the zoo with my kids and my nephew, and there was an animal off to the, you know, in one of the exhibits. And I go, you know, wow, look at that hippopotamus. Or yeah, I think I called it a hippopotamus. And, you know, my nephew's like, you know, Aunt Dolly, that's a rhinoceros. And I was like, really? Okay, well, huh? Oh, there's a horn? You know, I mean, I, you know. So I sometimes am so overwhelmed and so busy that I will answer questions a little stupidly, shall I say. So my kids realized early on that there's a lot I don't know. Now, they do respect my knowledge in medicine. They do respect my knowledge of some languages. You know, they respect that. But I can't try to play that mama knows everything and mama is a force to reckon with. You know, remember, you want a little bit of competition with your kids. You know, you don't want to think your kids know how to run the house. You know, you want them to know that you want them to aspire to be an adult, but an adult who has their crap together. So unfortunately for me, sometimes I really don't look like I have my crap together. You know, I'm come home from work and I'm exhausted. I mean, doing radio, I'm doing full-time radio and full-time medical practice. It's exhausting. So I come home and they hand me a math problem, a triple digit times triple digit. And I'd go to break out the calculator. Now, I remember my father, he never needed a calculator. I mean, he could figure this stuff out in his head. And I can figure it out in my head when I'm awake. But after a long day of work, working two jobs, no, I need to break out the calculator. So anyway, but why would dads do this? Why would dads be more competitive? Well, the one thing I notice is moms in general will allow a more lateral relationship earlier than the dads. Now, dads, you could go fishing. You could work in the garage with them, but they're still going to be in charge, okay? You know, moms won't purposely act in charge. They just end up reminding you because they already start to complain about things. But you see what I mean? The one thing I've noticed about dads is dads will blatantly remind you that they're still in charge and to not cross a certain line. Whereas women, you'll cross lines, but then you won't realize it because all of a sudden you go into mommy mode. That's what I've noticed, all right? So I think with dads, you know, dads, again, alpha male, they're going to show that they got as many houses or hotels on the Monopoly. I don't really understand Monopoly. I don't think it's very realistic to our recession right now because those of us who bought rental homes are broke. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, security guards at JFK Airport, from what I understand, are threatening to walk off the job. So now we have another airport. Remember LAX? They were threatening to do this before Thanksgiving. The workers say they want better training and equipment. A strike authorization vote is set for today or tomorrow. If approved, they could walk out on December 20th, right as the Christmas rush is starting. The 300 workers at JFK direct traffic in front of terminals and check tarmac gates to make sure they're secure. They work for two different companies, AirServe and Global Elite. Excuse me. Both companies say they're open to discussion with the workers. Workers also filed complaints with the TSA, saying job conditions resulted in systematic security lapses. Why is this being publicized globally? Aren't terrorists just salivating at this and loving it? They say there were shoddy equipment, rush searches, lack of training that endangered the flying public. Okay, so your striking is going to help the matter during the busiest time of year. All right, why don't we plan on fixing this during a less busy time? But you striking is going to leave a wide open opportunity to the bad guys. According to the Wall Street Journal, the agency said an investigation did not reveal any regulatory violations. So the contracted non-union guards at JFK represent 15,000 security officers are organized in an effort to improve their wages and benefits. Now, they say they only make $8 an hour. $8 an hour, AirServe employee Prince Jackson say that he eats at soup kitchens because he can't afford to buy groceries. See, $8 an hour, that's just right above minimum wage. I don't think that's right at all. Anyway, JFK is the sixth busiest in the country in 2011. I thought JFK was the busiest, so it's the sixth. You know why? Because the hubs. Never mind. I know why. All right. We got more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in as religiously and judiciously as you do. I love my adverbs. My kids learning adverbs. I'm learning about all these adverbs. You know, instead of saying a sentence, you know, the dog ate the cat. The dog angrily ate the cat. See, the adverb. I remember all those. Basically, it's anything that ends in an L-Y. That's how I learned it. But, yeah, it's hard going back through school again. I was talking about being exhausted in the previous segment, you know, where my kids hand me their homework and I can't figure it out. It's just, I'm surprised at what they're able to learn now. You know, my kids are learning, my older kid is learning these vocabulary words, and to me, they would have been high school level. I mean, they're doing things now that we didn't do until higher grades. I remember I was born in L.A. I grew up in Phoenix, but my father gambled and loved coming up here to Vegas. And, you know, he would fix appliances either here or in Phoenix, depending on if he lost too much money in Vegas or not. So we would move back and forth between here and Vegas. But I remember in fifth grade, in the Vegas school system and in the Phoenix school system, that was when you would learn multiplication. So we learned our times tables in the fifth grade. So I was 10 years old. And kids these days are learning multiplication second grade and third grade. And then I remember in high school, I was learning these vocabulary words because we were prepping for the SAT. I went to four high schools because we moved so much. But one of the high schools was really about SAT prep. It was Chaparral High in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Chaparral High, they had this huge cocaine bust in the 80s right before I transferred there. So they made, made some fame in Newsweek. But they had a lot of wealthy people go there. And those people would end up going to MIT and Harvard, et cetera. So their high school and the honors classes were more geared towards SAT prep. So we would be learning these words. And my son is in the seventh grade, and he's looking at the same words I learned sophomore year high school. So it's, you know, no wonder I'm struggling a little bit. You know, cut me some slack. You got these integers. You got, I mean, long division, that's always tough. Long division, you know, and fractions. Who liked fractions? I couldn't stand fractions. So I got to bone up on things. Luckily, the Spanish is easy. You know, my kid's in Spanish, but he doesn't take the Spanish to me. He doesn't bring the Spanish homework to me. He doesn't, because he knows I get all excited. And I'm like, oh, la biblioteca está acá. You know, I just love going. And then I throw the accent in, you know, Feliz Navidad. And my kids are like, okay, forget it. You know what? I'll go to Dad with the Spanish homework. Why won't they go and take the Spanish homework to me? I could do that. I could do the Spanish homework for them easy, but they won't do it. Right? Remember, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Where's the library? And I used to like run around thinking I was so fluent that I could do that. You know, la biblioteca está allí or aquí. Oh, I loved it. I was like, you know, my uncle's Puerto Rican. And he's like, really, do you have to really accent? Although, didn't Saturday Night Live do a skit where somebody, you know, was English, but he wanted to pronounce anything that could have been ethnic authentically. So I guess they were ordering lunch and like, okay, what do you guys want to eat? I want a burrito with some salsa. Is that okay? You know, they would just overemphasize the accent. And it was kind of, and that's just what they did. They, you know, I remember there was a TV anchor in Phoenix, and I think she's working now in LA, Linda Alvarez. And you couldn't say Linda Alvarez because she would be speaking and she's like, and hi, welcome this evening, I'm Linda Alvarez. And she would do it with such an accent. And I'm like, I don't get that. You know, but again, if that's your primary language, that, you know, so as a kid, I always thought that was cool. And I realized, wait a second, I could be insulting people if I'm not saying it correctly. Like, you know, if I have a German, you know, and Michael Fassbender, you know, you should kind of put the accent in there, you know, Fassbender, you know, da gut. You should do, you know, there's respect, but you got to be careful because you could also sound like a complete idiot and you could look like you're insulting somebody. Now, keep in mind, I come from a family with Israelis. Now, when Israelis speak, there's a lot of guttural, a lot of huh. Now, my dad's passed, so most of our relatives have passed, so I really don't get to speak Hebrew to anybody anymore. But, you know, when you hear Israelis speak, you'll want to join in English, but speak with an Israeli accent. Or is that just me? But it's fun. You know, like my father would be on the phone talking about taking the kids to Disneyland. He'd be going, blah, 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 blah. Then he'd go, Disneyland. And so then I'd be like, oh, are we going to Disneyland? And like, no, you don't say it that way. Anyway, all right, so let's move on. Why did I even go off on that subject? What is it? What's going on? Is the holidays? I'm thinking about my dad. It is hard. You know, the holidays. You think about people that you're not, you know, with on the holidays. So I apologize. Hey, you know what? This could be worse. I could be gushing over Don and talking about how much I love my engineer. So this is your choice around the holiday time. You hear about my dead dad or you hear about me gushing over the engineer Don. You guys pick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. Fox News has come up with a story on 5 warning signs your employer might drop your health benefits. All right. They say a few weeks ago, Darden Restaurants announced they would consider switching many of their employees to part-time in order to avert Obamacare costs and mandates for health benefits. Now, from what I understand in Obamacare, you will be fined per 2 part-time employees. If you choose the fine and you don't insure, they'll take 2 employees to make it a 1. So I think they have that in there where you're not going to be able to just go to all part-time employees. But one of the things they say is if you see that employers are starting to switch many people to part-time, then that could be a warning sign that your health benefits are going to get dropped. They say the penalty for filing to cover workers is small, about $2,000 per employee per year. That's not small to me, which is cheaper, though, than a bare-bones health insurance plan. So most people are already saying they're going to probably take the, $2,000 fine is way less than insurance, which is, again, why I think it's ridiculous that people said Obamacare was going to insure 32 million, because most people are going to take the fine and you still have uninsured Americans. They say with the current rate of unemployment at critical levels, many industries have already stopped providing full-time employment. And now many jobs are more available if you're going to pick part-time. They also say you may start to notice increasing deductibles, and that could be a sign that your employer is trying to find a cheaper, much cheaper plan. You put the burden on the employee, that makes the plan cheaper. They say some employers have gone to full-blown consumer-directed plans that allocate fixed dollars to an individual for their coverage. But again, I mean, you going out and picking your own plan and not knowing what it covers, you know, it used to be very easy getting all your information from human resources. If you start seeing that employers are penalizing you for unhealthy behavior, under the new law, employers have the ability to adjust employee contributions based upon their participation in programs to better manage health. I'm getting that. People are telling me right now their rates are going to go up if they don't stop smoking, if they don't look like they're going to the doctor, if they don't join Weight Watchers. It's still kills me to think the employer has that much control over your life. But they do because they're paying for your health insurance. They say private exchanges are going to be coming up soon. Sears has announced it's implementing a private exchange and would enable employees to select an insurance company of their choice. All right. But the thing is, all right, if let's say you were just diagnosed with diabetes, how do you know which insurance plan is best for you? If your employer is going to drop the current insurance to go for an exchange that could be cheaper, you're now going to be having this this inconsistency. You know, I mean, what's hurt so many people, not only was it that they didn't get health insurance, but they couldn't keep their health insurance. When you got fired, you lost your health insurance. Nobody has been addressing how to maintain your health insurance. Finally, they say you may start to notice your employers outsource your job. That'll save them money. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we got the iPhone app that's out. It's free now. Those of you that have iPhones, iPads, iMinis, and whatever else Apple has been selling, you can download the Dr. Dahlia app for free. I got my app, and I love it because I can listen to my show and go, oh, my gosh, I said that. No. Hope the boss didn't hear. So you can download the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app. You can also download it on Droid. If you have trouble downloading it from your phone, you can go to my website. I got the little icons there. They both have my smiling face with nice, clean dental floss teeth. Make sure you check that out. That's me. You know, when we were discussing earlier this week things to help you live past 100, you know, dental flossing was a big issue. We've talked about teeth. We want to make sure you dental floss your teeth. So don't forget to dental floss. The study also came out saying loneliness helps bring on dementia. Kind of a no-brainer. We've all known that when you get lonely and you're widowed or a widower, or, you know, and you aren't getting up and about, your dementia could increase. But they also found it in people who lived at home with their son, daughter, etc. Keep in mind, a lot of times the relationships are strained, and the senior still feels isolated. You know, I don't have a problem with many of these I don't want to call it nursing home facilities, these adult apartments, these senior living communities, these, there's a word for it where you have a nurse that's watching you, but you have your own place. It's not like a nursing home type of thing. And we find that people are doing better. I mean, because they have a lot of activities, you know, in these facilities, even the nursing homes, they keep you busy. You know, you got bingo, you got shuffleboard, you have concerts every now and then. I go and speak. It's tough. Those are probably my most difficult venues to speak at because I can't speak quickly. I'm loud. So they like it that I'm loud, but I speak very quickly. So I have to remember to speak slower. And that, you know, you remember to speak slowly for a first sentence or two, and then you go back to some, But, you know, they keep you busy. You know, you need to move, you need to exercise. And so, you know, even if your loved one, your parents or grandparents don't live alone and they live with you, keep in mind they could be lonely. You know, I had to give a talk on elder abuse years ago. And many people who are the victims of elder abuse actually live with their daughter or son. And it's not that they're getting beat up. It's not that they're getting verbally abused and yelled at, which does happen in homes where the older person is more of a victim because they're weaker. But a huge amount of the abuse is the isolation. Mom, go to your room. Go to your room, Mom. Here's a television set. You can watch TV in your room. Come out at dinner time. And that happens. People don't want to be around the family, and they isolate, and then you have your loved one sitting in their room 24 hours a day, which to me is worse than a nursing home. I mean, type of facility. At least at the nursing home facility, you have a roommate. You have nurses checking on you. I think it's more depressed to be in a room all day long. So, you know, keep in mind and just kind of be on the lookout and ask if your loved one is lonely and get them with others. Get them with other seniors because the dementia will increase and worsen when they're lonely. It makes sense, but another study had to bring that to light for us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A study came out this week saying Chantix, the medicine we use for smoking cessation, can up heart risk. Now, we've been using Chantix, and I've actually liked this one more than any other aid to help stop smoking because it acts like a nicotine decoy. One of the reasons why we can't break people of the smoking habit is because they're addicted to the nicotine. So it never made sense for me to give people nicotine patches or nicotine inhalers because they're trying to get them off the nicotine addiction. Chantix is one of the very few medicines out there that actually deals with the addiction, the addictive component of nicotine, where you take this kind of, like I said, I call it a decoy. You take it for 7 days and then you quit smoking cold turkey. When you quit smoking cold turkey and you continue to take the Chantix, your body hopefully doesn't go through the withdrawal because it thinks the Chantix is the nicotine. After 3 months of this, your body ends up being off real nicotine. And that's the premise behind it. Yet an analysis ordered by Pfizer itself, the company that makes it, did find an occurrence of major adverse cardiovascular events, including death, MI, and stroke. Now, the FDA said such events were uncommon, and the increased risk that they did see was not statistically significant. But the agency says doctors need to weigh the risks of the drugs against the benefits of its use. Now, here's the thing. If a drug had heart risks, okay, it'll either have a warning on it or be pulled off the market. Now, we do know back in 2011, FDA did require Pfizer to change the drug's warning labels about heart risks after they did find another cardiovascular event result in a study. But what we have also noticed with the drug is some depression, some abnormal dreams, suicide, and, you know, it's starting to kind of get a bad rap. Here's the thing. For people this works in, it works. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. If you're testing cardiovascular risk and you're testing it with a medicine that's used in smokers, a study had just come out the other day where women who smoke are at risk for sudden death, all right, more so than a man. Women will be more at risk dropping dead of a heart attack if they smoke than a man would. And so you then wonder, well, is it because these people were smokers, so they were already high risk? Usually with these meta-analyses is they are supposed to rule out for that, to try and isolate what the study is supposed to be about, Chantix and increased heart risk. Now, I've never had a patient have any of those issues, but do I watch my smoking patients very carefully? You bet I do. So do I think Chantix is unsafe? No. Do I think when you're on it, you need to be watched closely? Yes, I do. I do. And just keep in mind with what the medicine is about. Remember, it is trying to get you off nicotine. We are putting you in rehab, basically. We're putting you through nicotine rehab using this nicotine decoy. Anybody in any form of rehab still needs to be watched. Again, we're trying to get you off a drug. We're trying to get you off nicotine. So, no, you can't just, you know, give a patient the pill, tell them to go on their merry way. They need to be watched, and I think with a lot of medications, they need to be watched. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the news, another medicine that needs to be watched is this Ali. Many of you remember Xenical. Then it went over the counter, and it was named Ali over the counter. Xenical is the diet medication that makes you fart, sully your underwear, because what it does is it blocks absorption of fat from food. So then your gut ends up having to, I guess, digest the extra fat, not to mention the drug that you're taking, and people can sully their underwear. I've never had a woman want to be on this medicine long term. I only had one patient on it long term that wanted it. It was a man, and he said he kind of got over the side effects and his wife didn't care. Meanwhile, the wife next to him is shaking her head because she's the one that had to clean his underwear. But anyway, it's still on the market, but in this latest study, they found that it could cause lack of regulation of an enzyme, this carboxyl esterase 2, which is an enzyme that works to detoxify the liver, kidney, GI tract. And since orlistat, or Ally's active ingredient, inhibits this enzyme, you'll have less detoxification of your liver and your kidneys. Now, what makes this even worse is this medication could also interfere with anti-cancer drugs and other effective, or the effectiveness of other medications. So, again, this is another medicine that we need to watch you on. All right. What's my favorite diet pill? I don't have one out there. If there was, I'd be honest. If there was, trust me, I would be honest. All right, guys. Great show. Can't wait to talk to you again. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Happy holidays and be safe.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere.
BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.